Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 3. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices that they prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. First, let me wish you a very happy Easter. In our reading today, the women were determined to get to the tomb as early as possible to anoint the body of Jesus. They've had Saturday to recover from the terrible events of the previous day, and as the sun rises on Sunday, they're determined to get to the tomb before anyone else. Imagine the shock when they get there to find that it's empty. Their astonishment and surprise is then magnified many times when they meet two men in dazzling robes. They question the women as to why they're looking for Jesus in the tomb, because he'd risen from death. We cannot be exactly sure where the tomb was where Jesus' body was laid. That's hardly surprising, since he only spent about 36 hours in it. In Jerusalem, there are two main places that are identified as the possible sites of Jesus' tomb, and one of them is in a beautiful garden called the Garden Tomb. I've been there many times, and the guides always take pleasure in telling the visitors that the one completely authentic fact about the tomb is that it's empty. And that's what matters before anything else. Everything in the Christian faith turns on the fact that Jesus rose from death. The Apostle Paul speaks very plainly in his first letter to the Corinthians about the importance of the resurrection. He wrote, "If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sins." In short, if Jesus didn't rise from death, then Christianity is pointless. Paul staked his life on the fact that Jesus was the Son of God, and that through his death and resurrection, Jesus broke the power of sin and death. As we thank God for the blessing of Easter, let us praise him that through these amazing historical events, we were able to live a new life, not just now, but for eternity. Let me pray with you. Living Lord Jesus, help us to live each day in the light of your resurrection. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier.